Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot has, they claim that they don't have the widest selection, but they have the deepest selection. I don't know exactly how what their definition of wide is, because if you go to their website, you will find a wide selection of ammo. And everything on the website is in stock. Go check them out. Everything from one box to bulk, they've got it. They're waiting for you. Stuff as exotic as dragon's breath for your 12-gauge. If you want it, they have it. Go check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. No, Baltimore. I don't know exactly what anybody expected. You know, it was bound to happen in a gun-free zone like it is happening right now. And just like it has happened before in the past when something really bad happens. I mean, I've heard reports that the police have been outflanked and outmanned and outgunned and all of these other things. But there's just not enough of them. There's simply not enough of them. And the only ones that, you know, they have a pullback position. They have weapons they can fight with if they do pull back, if they choose to do so. And in the meantime, the people that are in the way, the property that is in the way of the rioters, that's what gets swept up in the rioting tsunami. Which the mayor, the idiot mayor, what's her name, Rawlings, she got out there and said, we're going to give them room. If they wish to destroy, we're going to give them room. Which, that was a very poor choice of words. I sincerely hope she didn't mean it the way it sounded, because it sounded like we were going to give them all the room they wanted to destroy things if that's what they wanted to do. That's not what you do. That's never what you do. But that's all I'm going to say about that. That's all I'm going to say about that. Maryland is one big gun-free zone. If you drive through Maryland and you're from out of state and you have a concealed weapons permit, they will search you. Not just in Baltimore, but all over. Baltimore is a big crime area. Yeah, it is. So the fact that they have rioters happening right now, that's... What always kills me about the rioters, though, is that they're always out there screaming for justice while they loot the CVS. While they're stealing all the CVS candy. We're crying out for justice. Now let me get some of them Mach 3 razor blades. Yeah. Running, crying out for justice while they run down the street with a big screen TV. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway. Coming out of the UN. For those of you, I've heard her name because I do read Gentleman's Quarterly from time to time. But Diane von Furstenberg, her foundation presented former Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords with its Inspiration Award at the United Nations this past Thursday. A $50,000 prize will be given to the Americans for Responsible Solutions Foundation that Giffords founded with her husband, astronaut Mark Kelly, who could be in a year in space like his brother if we could just switch them up. But, you know. Von Furstenberg is, you know, this was the Good Gun Control Attempt Award for them. And she's curious. She is a curious but not an unexpected admirer of a state monopoly on violence. She married an aristocratic German family, or into an aristocratic German family, and she enjoyed the title Princess for a little while until she was divorced. She's the Belgian-born daughter of European Jews, her mother being an Auschwitz concentration Holocaust survivor. As such, you would think she would have a little bit of a special sensitivity to the terrible consequences of disarming people. Instead, she lives in a world of, insider, sheltered person. Aaron Zellman, who was the founder of Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership, refers to people like von Furstenberg as bagel-brained. His words, not mine. Some people would say that's not fair. What are Giffords and Company promoting? They say it's reasonable common sense gun safety law. Any suggestion otherwise, you're just being paranoid. And besides, this is America, and the chances of anything really horrible happening here is impossible, right, Baltimore? We've seen time and time again, like in Maryland, that the end game is one of total citizen disarmament. And they have that in Maryland right now. They don't have that. No, I'm really misspeaking there. They have it to such a restricted degree that these rioters, you're not going to see a Ferguson set up where the Oath Keepers roll in there and just stand on the rooftops, armed to the teeth. You're not going to see that because you can't do that in Maryland. You're not going to see that. The antis will cheerfully take any concession that you and I would make to them and use that as the next beachhead. And from there, they would launch their next incursion as they try to gain more ground. To give an inch to them makes as much sense as throwing a scrap of meat to a circling pack of hyenas. Let them tear that apart and expect them to say, thanks, that's all we wanted. The contention that we need never worry about such atrocities here because we have the vote or the right to speak, or that we have evolved beyond such crude reminders of the barbaric past. Where in history is any civilization been guaranteed stasis? Look at what's happening right now. In Baltimore right now, you have a mob mentality at work. They're lashing out against anything Caucasian currently, which is sad. That's a sad thing because that's so stereotypical. It plays right into the hands of the actual racists. It plays into the hands of, this is them listening to the wrong people. So it's not a question now of if it can happen here. It's happening here right now. Ask them in Baltimore. It happens throughout the world. Whatever happened to the little girls that got kidnapped by Boko Haram, by the terrorists of Boko Haram? They've just gone away. They've just vanished. They've just been absorbed into the countryside. We don't know. This happens all over the place, all the time. So by what suspension of reality, denying the observable and the probable, by which art or device or magic are we supposedly sheltered from any such, from these kinds of catastrophes? The answer is we're not. We're not. No matter how brief and privileged the vantage point may be, it eventually overruns all of us if we're not there to turn it back. In Baltimore right now, they don't have a choice but to run. They have no choice but to run. They have no capability. I'm sure there's people that have guns there. I'm told that in parts of the city it is relatively, I've read that in parts of the city it's relatively calm, but where it's happening unrestricted. It is happening unrestricted. So when the opponents of the proponents of gun restriction get out there and mock you for saying, well, that's not going to happen here. It's happening right now. It is happening right now. And I'll give you some of their words, and some of these gun grabbers will surprise you. When we get back, I'm going to give you some quotes from them over the course of a few years. You can decide for yourself. On a Tuesday, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Teach a direct action response kit as everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. I'm getting ready to be an Ammunition Depot client as well as they be my client because I'm going to be buying, they've got M193, 55 grain boat tail, 5.56. In bulk. at a better price than I can find it locally. and that's why I went after them, just because of this depth of what they do carry. And this is why you should go check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. I'm going to give you some quotes from some people, and I like to do this from time to time simply because some of the people that say this stuff would surprise you. Some of it is going to break your heart. Okay? Now, the first quote I'm going to give you, you see this guy all the time on Fox News. Everybody thinks he is the end-all, be-all of conservatism. Nobody ever challenges him on anything. He said, in fact, the assault weapons ban will have no significant effect either on the crime rate or on personal security. Nonetheless, it is a good idea. Its only real justification is not to reduce the crime, but to desensitize the public to the regulation of weapons in preparation for their ultimate confiscation. This coming from Charles Krauthammer, when he was a columnist, from the Washington Post, April 5th, 1996, disarm the citizenry, but not yet. Yeah, that was Charles Krauthammer. Okay? Richard Harris and The New Yorker, quoting Pete Shields, the founder of Handgun Control. We're going to have to take one step at a time, and the first step is necessarily, given the political realities, going to be very modest. Final problem is to make possession of all handguns and all handgun ammunition, except for the military, police, licensed security guards, licensed sporting clubs, and licensed gun collectors, totally illegal. Representative William L. Clay, Democrat from St. Louis, Missouri, said the Brady Bill is the minimum step that Congress should take to control handguns. We need much stricter control, and eventually we should bar the ownership of handguns, except in few cases. Peter Jennings, and the effect of the assault rifle ban in Stockton, the price went up, gun stores sold out, police say that fewer than 20 were turned in. Still, some people in Stockton argue you cannot measure the effect that way. They believe there's value in making a statement that the implements of violence are unacceptable in our culture. Gun persons. Former Senator Bill Bradley, who, he was a better player for the New York Knicks than he ever was a senator. When he was Al Gore's sole rival for the Democratic presidential nomination, he wanted to include a ban on the sale of handguns and an aggressive gun control plan. He said, I'm considering all the alternatives. He's already endorsed a handgun card, a photo identity card required of anybody showing a handgun or carrying a handgun. Where are your papers, sir? Mayor Dianne Feinstein, now U.S. Senator Democrat from California, moved yesterday to make San Francisco the nation's first major city to ban handguns for personal use. This was in 1982. Former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, San Antonio Mayor Henry Cisneros, and Baltimore Mayor Kurt Schmoke, they wrote in the case for domestic disarmament, among other things, there's little sense in gun registration. What we need to significantly enhance public safety is domestic disarmament. That entails the removal of all arms from private hands. Given the proper political support by the people who oppose the pro-gun lobby, legislation to remove the guns from private hands acts like the legislation drafted by Senator John Chaffee can be passed in short order. This is what they discuss, okay? This is what they discuss. It doesn't make the news nearly as much as it should. And some of the people that make these suggestions out there, they're surprising. Here's one. There's no reason for anyone in this country, except a police officer or a military person, to buy, to own, to have, or to use a handgun. I used to think handguns could be controlled by laws about registration, by laws requiring waiting periods for purchases, by laws making sellers check out the past of the buyers. I now think the only way to control handgun use in this country is to prohibit the guns. This was the Michael Gartner, then the president of NBC News. Completely unbiased there. In fact, the assault weapons ban, well, I've already read that one. That's Charles. Charles Krauthammer is a, people like Krauthammer and Glenn Beck, I know some of you guys sit out there and go, Bill, you're just jealous. And to a degree, you're right. But at the same time, they have a past. And I want to know about that past. I want, you know, Mike Gallagher of Salem Broadcasting is for magazine limitation, magazine capacity limits. All these people out there that, and most of these guys don't know anything about guns. Okay? They don't know anything about guns. And them getting out there and saying, well, you know, I'm for this or I'm for that. You know, and then they get to go walking around on at like Fox News or something with these conservative bona fides, and nobody questions them. Thomas Winship, he thinks they should investigate the NRA with renewed vigor. It's an interesting country we live in because these people don't really even understand the nature of the freedom that we want to enjoy. They don't understand what ensures that freedom that we want to enjoy. Now, like right now in Baltimore, if they had concealed carry in Baltimore right now, I guarantee you that everything that happened last night would not have been as bad. Just like I'll guarantee you that when the Sarnia brothers were on the loose in Boston, if they'd had more guns in Boston, this would not have happened as bad. Because these guys won't go there because of the specter being shot by a civilian. We don't have to Mirandize anybody. All we have to do is get out there. If I see a gang of Utes coming my way, Molotov cocktails and tire irons in hand, I don't have to get out there and go, halt. Due to South Carolina statute so-and-so, you are presenting an imminent threat of bodily harm and I can't exercise my rights of self-defense. I don't have to do any of that. I can draw my weapon and start shooting. And that's what they don't want. That's what nobody wants. So, I you know, all of these people that want to ban guns, the genie's out of the bottle, folks. All of you gun banners, that part is done. I mean, it's wishful thinking. You can't go across the country and take them all up. We're not Australia. We're not Europe. We're a different breed. Sorry, that's why we came out here in the first place. Some of us actually got out there and believe in it, and we've taken oaths and everything. We will fight you till our last breath. That's your problem. And plus, public opinion is turned against you. Sorry. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. bidbit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back. Coming back at you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. These guys carry everything. They say they don't carry everything, and that's just them being modest. They say, well, our selection isn't the widest, but it does have the most depth. Well, it's both. They have a wide selection of ammunition, everything from the exotic to the mundane and bulk to single boxes, 20 rounds, 12 to 1,000. Prices that can't be beat. Everything on the website is in stock. If it's on the website, if it's showing for sale, it's in stock. And, that's what makes them so good at what they do. Go check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Speaking of Frog Lube, last half hour of this show today, we're going to be joined by Larry Lasky, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Frog Lube philosophy of life. Everywhere except in Baltimore... Gun owners are now considered mainstream. We're now, we have achieved the ordinary. We are the yawn today. Measured across the nation amongst adults, 1 in 8 adults have a concealed carry permit or can carry a gun. More than a third of American families admit they have guns at home, and that's the ones that will actually admit to it. This is significant because criminals act differently when citizens are armed. They have a different whole set of behavior when that happens. I know a couple of ladies, for example, that carry guns, and they change the dynamic around them. They make themselves safer, which is good. I like that. But they also make everybody else around them safer. Same as me, same as you. When I'm carrying a gun, I'm safer, and everybody around me is safer. Fewer criminals will be on the street. We see this over and over again wherever this happens, once they encounter someone who shoots back. They don't like guns. Thugs don't like guns once their victims have guns, too. This is more than a theory. We have experience and evidence to prove this. In Chicago, a waiting taxi driver grabbed his gun and stopped a massacre on a public street. Not in Baghdad, not in Kabul, but in the Logan Square neighborhood of Chicago. It happened just last week. Cab driver dropped off his passengers, waiting for a group of people to walk across the street before he drove away. Then Everardo Castudio began firing into the ground. The cab driver pulled out a handgun and fired 6 shots at the attacker. Castudio dropped to the ground, stopped his attack. He was hit several times. No other injuries were reported. Nobody got shot and killed because this cab driver stopped the bad guy. By the way, this cab driver had a better hit ratio than most of the police. The driver had an Illinois concealed carry license. This is repeated over and over and over across the United States every day. Concealed carry is new to Chicago. A few years ago, that bastion of tolerance, Chicago Police Chief Gary McCarthy, said concealed carry holders were a danger to the public. He said, you put more guns on the street than expect more shootings. I don't care if they're licensed legal firearms. People who are not highly trained, putting guns in their hands is a recipe for disaster. Well, I'd have to ask the police chief how many shots it took him to knock out the streetlights he shot when he was in that drunken stupor. Because I bet you this cab driver had a better hit ratio than he did. And that's what matters. When you're out there in the middle of the stuff and you engage, this cab driver, no obligation to do so, engaged. He saved a bunch of people. He stopped a mass shooting. The cab driver was a better shot than the average police officer. The chief of police of Chicago owes an apology to every Illinois concealed carry holder. But don't hold your breath, folks. It will be a long wait because he doesn't believe in you. Other law enforcement officers do get it. At the NRA convention, the Nashville police were edgy because they wanted to walk the 9 acres of exhibits and see the sights. Contrast, the police officer who had, because the police officers who had to guard the convention center kept dozing off because there was nothing for them to do. There was 80,000 gun owners there. In Nashville, crime drops when the NRA convention comes to town. The police know it. Now you know it. Wherever we show up, once it is known we are there, crime drops. Everybody knows that, even the Democrats. Now, the Democrats, they're delusional because their holy grail seems to be the proposed universal background check. In Salem, Oregon, they're proposing this right now. It's made its way to Salem, Oregon. They want it to go to every state. Representative Dan Rayfield, Democrat from Corvallis, he said, we still need to close the loopholes. Criminals, as we noted, are still going to attempt to purchase guns. Right now, if they can't go through the traditional means, they go to private sales, online markets to gain access to these guns. Criminals don't obtain their firearms through channels. Well, they do have channels. They have the black market to obtain their guns. I mean, I read something the other day about the dark net, which there's actually search engines that you have to, you can't just get access to these, but there's actually an underworld to the internet where you can go out there and you can hire a hitman or you can bring down a company by finding a cyber warfare guy to go take down a company or whatever. That exists out there. And you've got to have a special means to get to the inside of it. But the people who are looking for this kind of stuff, they find access to it, even though they don't have the specialized tools of the cyber warfare people. Now, why is the background check the holy grail? Well, the background check is a failed mechanism. It stops nothing. It stops nothing. We didn't have background checks in the 70s and in the 60s. You know. Where the gangs have grown up in the 60s and 70s and the 80s and the 90s, those are liberal strongholds. And nobody makes that connection. Nobody connects those dots. Let's look at Chicago. First you had the Dailies, and then you got Rahm Emanuel, who keeps getting reelected. He had a fight, but he got reelected. We live in a country where Barack Obama's been elected twice. And that's because nobody pays attention. And then when nobody's paying attention, the only time they look up is when something goes bad, and then they say, how did this happen? How did this work out this way? What's been going on here? We don't have enough civic-minded people engaged. That's a big issue. That's a big issue. Criminals don't give a rip about a background check. Any politician that will get out there and tell you they're going to stop crime with a background check is lying to you with their eyes wide open. They're looking you dead in the face and they're lying through their teeth at you. We'll see what happens in Oregon. Just as we get to see what happens right now in Washington State, they're still trying to figure out how to enforce I-594. They want to go after the private sales. It does no good to go after the, you know, the everything else requires a background check. If you buy something online, it goes FFL to FFL. It doesn't get shipped to your house. If you buy something at a gun show and it's with an FFL dealer, background check. So, you know, and that's right. Right now, all of the gun controllers are looking to Hillary because they think that she won't say anything about gun control until she gets elected, and then she will be the savior. Everybody's always the savior. Barack Obama thought Sandy Hook was the moment. They tried to manufacture the moment with Fast and Furious. I'm telling you, they're never going to stop coming, but for some reason, this stupid paradigm of the universal background check is just... it just makes me scratch my bald head. We're going to talk about a dim-witted cop when we get back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Whoa, whoa, whoa. These guys, I mean, this is it, when you're looking at gun stuff, you got to have the ammo, and you got to have a selection of ammo. And it's when you go to a place to buy ammo, isn't it always nice to just see ammo for as long as the eye can see, as far as you can look to the horizon? That's what you find at Ammunition Depot, and you find the best prices and the best selection. They say it isn't a wide selection. I say they're just, they've been hanging out at their own warehouse too long. These guys have got their stuff wired well. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming from the St. Louis police chief, this is Police Chief Sam Snowflake Dotson. This is because he's a special snowflake. He has a message for the law-abiding good guys of St. Louis following three shootings in the city that have left six people perforated recently. He says, leave your guns at home. The snowflake made the comment to local reporters, noting that the department has a network of 400 cameras throughout the city with which to identify criminals. According to KMOV, they reported, leave the guns at home, Snowflake said. Don't give criminals more guns because we already know they are using them. They can look at the 400 cameras, you see, throughout the city to catch criminals. Police will have access to this information from the Real-Time Crime Center. No word on how many suspects they have actually arrested that have been linked to those three shootings, thanks to the Real-Time Crime Center. Bad news, Snowflake. Here's the problem. You can get out there and say whatever you want to say. And I would say this to any law enforcement officer, okay? I would say it as nicely as I could. It'd be nice if I could have a lawyer with me when I did it. But I would say it nonetheless. You enforce the law. You don't get to make it. All things being equal, unless some special authority, which I can't even imagine what that would be granted to you, you don't get to tell the citizens of St. Louis to leave your guns at home. Missouri is a very pro-gun state, with the exception of St. Louis. St. Louis is the anti-gun island in the middle of freedom. All of these big cities that exist in these, Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, Chicago in Illinois, New York City in New York State, Baltimore. I don't know about Maryland. I don't really know about Maryland. Don't know about New Jersey. I know there's over a million gun owners in New Jersey, but that's pretty funny. Being asked if they have the Stop Attack app available in St. Louis. All of these cities that exist in the middle of these gun-loving states, they're like gigantic festering sores in the middle of what is otherwise a, you know, a patriotic area that need to be, you know, I don't know. I don't want to say they need to be surgically taken out because that sounds just so sinister. But it irritates me when a guy like Art Acevedo out of Austin, Texas, or this you know, snowflake here, when they get out there and think that because of their position, which they're just hired, they interview for it, they've ceased being cops for a long time now. They've ceased being cops. They're more administrators now. They've been hired for their administrative skill. And, you know, they get out there and they say, leave your guns at home. Or Art Acevedo says, this means that the extremists are going to have it's going to be an open field day now. It's just going to be open. The cartels, it'll be open. You know, they get out there and say this outrageous stuff. And in the meantime, you know, we've been hearing from the gun grabbers in Maryland for the longest time. Well, you know, you have the police. The police will take care of you. Well, let's see how that's working out in Baltimore. The police can't take care of themselves when faced with superior numbers. They can't do it. Nobody can do it. Nobody can do it. Right now, if this were happening in, say, I don't know, Idaho. Well, let's just look at the Bundy Ranch, shall we? Let's look at Nevada. Let's look at the Bundy Ranch. Let's look at see what happened there. Not nearly as much happened. Of course, it was the cops rolling in. There's about 200 of them to serve what amounts to as a bill collection. But, they brought more stuff, too. They had helicopters. The rioters don't have helicopters. They don't have snipers on the hill. And yet a motivated group of individuals were able to face down the helicopters and the snipers on the hill and the government, the Bureau of Land Management. They were able to face them down. And, right now in Baltimore, there's a bunch of people saying, I wish I had a gun. I wish we had a gun. I wish I had a gun. I wish you had a gun. Wouldn't it be nice if we had a gun? And in St. Louis, where they do have guns, Snowflake wants you to leave them at home. And I don't know what would happen. This is the same police chief who tied his officers' hands and sat back to let troublemakers in Ferguson run wild for weeks, looting and destroying businesses and victimizing homeowners after the Michael Brown incident and again after the announcement clearing Darren Wilson of the wrongdoing. It was only when the Oath Keepers stepped in, and it was only when some of the other citizens of the area, Ferguson themselves, stepped in with guns in front of certain places besides the police. The police were setting up in various locations because there's just not that many of them. But when you've got a bunch of people just standing on a rooftop with a gun looking down, not bothering you, not going to bother you unless you bother what they're standing on, and then they're going to bother you a lot. They're going to bother you worse than you can bother them. That seemed to have a bit of a calming effect on the rioters. Hey, Snowflake, I got an idea for you. Why don't you leave your gun at home and let real men and women carry on let them have the means. You'll be safer. You don't need to carry a gun. You're in an office surrounded by guns already. You don't need a gun. You don't need a gun. You probably have a driver. Quit looking out for the best interests of the American criminal culture and let the American public do what they do well all the time. Chief. We got cameras. That's great. That's like, it is, it's like Stop Attack. It's like the app Stop Attack that they're out there selling right now for your smartphone. We'll record you getting your head handed to you. Yeah, then we'll catch them later. We hope you survive. Thanks for having Stop Attack. Thanks for being where the camera lens was aimed. What's that? You can't talk because your jaw's wired shut? Well, that is the brakes, isn't it? We are, after all, not obligated to protect you individually. But we don't want you to protect you either. That's the message. That's the message. When they're out there telling you, well, you know, of course, we can't protect each and every one of you, but you don't need to carry a gun because we got it. Plus, we got cameras. That's them saying, we'll get around to you when we get around to you, but we're not obligated to protect you, but we don't want you to protect you either because that makes us nervous. We can't act out when you are set to protect yourself, can we? It's all about the messaging. It is all about the messaging. Getting ready to flip into the next hour, we're going to talk about lag time. Because when you're actually in a self-defense situation, like you're facing a gang of youths and they're moving up on you, there are points in this, as far as distance and time and space, when you can actually get in control of the situation as it's unfolding in front of you. But you have to be aware and you have to know what to do. And by, you know, this is not going to make you more aware, and it's not going to be the end-all be-all, but this is just to pique your interest. Because nowadays, you know, it almost seems like the days of the single assailant are gone. It's such a... Do you remember back when you only got mugged by one guy? Boy, those were the days, weren't you? You only got kicked on one side of your body, and that was so much better because they ran away because they got tired earlier. Yeah. They got what they wanted, and they ran away faster. Now with the gangs and everything, they got so much energy and all this other stuff, and they just sit there and kick you till you die. You've got to be ready to deal with the multiple assailant scenario, or with the single assailant scenario, or everything in between. And all of that is all, your capability of being able to do that is all going to be based on your recognition of what's happening, and how much time have you got to react to it. And we're going to talk about that when we get back. Let us roll into hour number two. We will be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.